Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome back for another edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and friends, we're glad that you're with us today. The phone lines are open for you, and we'll welcome your call now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or some personal issue that you're dealing with, well, don't hesitate, friends. Give us that call at 844-322-2742. As always, that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I want to read a passage out of the book of Colossians today, and it's a very encouraging passage. It's an imperative from the Apostle Paul to the believers at Colossae, and it projects to us as well. And he says this in verse 6 of chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." So we have this idea that we come to Christ by grace through faith, and once we're in Christ, then there's something different that we need to start incorporating in our lives as far as living the Christian life. So we're saved by grace through faith, and then we live the Christian life some other way. But here Paul tells us a different story. He gives us a different word. He says, "Therefore, as you receive Christ." So how did you receive Christ? By grace through faith. A lot of times people will answer that, well, we received him by faith. Well, that's true, but let's go ahead and add the grace part in. It was by grace through faith. So you had to know something. God had to reveal something to you about himself. God had to reveal something to you about Jesus and about the practical implications and applications of his death, burial, and resurrection. That's grace. That is God pouring out his grace upon us in and through Christ Jesus. And as that grace touches our hearts, then we respond through faith. So how did we receive him? By grace through faith. So how are we to walk in him? In exactly the same way, by grace through faith. And as we do, we're going to see something happening. We're going to see ourselves being rooted in Christ and built up in Christ. We need our roots to grow deep into this gospel message, into the person and work of Jesus Christ. Bob, I remember when I was in college, I had received Christ, 6 or 7 years earlier at a summer youth camp and knew something had happened. But my roots, were very shallow. They hadn't grown deep into Christ. And there came a point in my life that I felt I was just kind of floating. I wasn't anchored to anything. I didn't have any moorings at all as far as my life was concerned. And so I was easily moved. I was easily persuaded to go this way or that way.
Right.
But as I started to learn what the good news of Jesus Christ was all about, the fact that I had been made alive together with Christ, that all my sins had been forgiven, I started to see my roots starting to grow deep in the soil of God's love and grace. And as that happened, I started feeling more secure, more anchored, more grounded as a human being. And then I started to see the other side of this coin happen, built up in Christ. I had been built up in the ways of this world. I had been built up in the desires of the flesh. I knew all about that. And now I was being built up in the life of Christ, seeing that his life is truly the abundant life. His life is better for me than any other life the world throws out, which is no life at all. That's right. Just death, yeah. In disguise. So we get rooted in Christ, we're built up in him, established in the faith. And that's what we all want, to be established. And sadly, I think there are so many believers out there who haven't yet been established. They are being tossed to and fro They live as double-minded people. And they, and I think it's because they've grabbed hold of religion, grabbed hold of rules and religion, or rules and regulations as the way to live the Christian life, instead of simply living it by grace through faith in Jesus. Yeah. So as that happens, they're established in the faith, just as we were taught by the Apostle Paul, which causes an abundance of thankfulness in our hearts. We know that we have been rooted in Christ, built up in Christ, established in the faith, when thanksgiving is the primary attitude of our hearts. So how do you live the Christian life? The same way you received it, by grace through faith in Jesus.
Indeed. Thanks for those thoughts, Bob. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to add to the conversation, perhaps something Bob has said as we opened the broadcast today, maybe a Bible question, a personal issue you're going through, well, this is a great opportunity for you to call straight through into the studio and give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That number, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. We really want to hear from you on this edition. 844-322-2742. Well, friends, beginning today, when you make a supporting gift for Basic Gospel, we have something new and something exciting as well. Bob, tell us about this new resource.
Well, it's our messages from our recent conference, United. So as you know, back in October 15th through the 17th, Basic Gospel joined forces with the Grace Message, Andrew Farley, and we presented the United Conference. And we just took a deep dive into the Christian life, all the things that unite us to Christ, all the things that unite us to one another. And it was just a fabulous, fabulous event. And there were many aha moments that took place in the lives of the conferees. We had so many people come up to us after various messages saying, hey, the light bulb just clicked on. I finally am resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
That's so great.
I'm finally experiencing freedom in Christ. So we want you to have these messages as well. Now, these messages are only available through download, but that is such an easy way to get these. You could just download them right to your computer or to your phone and listen at your convenience anytime, anywhere. So we want you to have these. It's our way of saying thank you for a gift this month to Basic Gospel. And we certainly need your help. We need your support. We need you to continue to stand with us as we continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Also included with this is a celebration message and a vision message. What is the ministry going to look like going into the future? What are some opportunities that God is already opening up for the ministry?
Very exciting.
You will listen and just come out of your shoes with excitement about what God is doing. So we want to put these messages into your hands, and it's available with a gift to Basic Gospel this month. And when you go to basicgospel.net, be sure and request your downloadable version of this conference.
We encourage you to do that right now if you can, friends. Basicgospel.net, a big prominent donate link right on the homepage. Again, basicgospel.net.
Yes, indeed.
Bob, we had a question from Arlington Heights, Illinois, by an anonymous writer. And the question is, why do the Bereans say there are two Gospels? Would you consider them a cult? Not the Gospels, but the Bereans. Should I stay away from them and their teachings?
Well, I wouldn't consider them a cult because, you know, they're very strong on the gospel of grace. They're very strong on the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They take the passage out of Timothy that says that we should rightly divide the word of God, and they divide the word of God. And so they divide Israel from the body of Christ. And with that division, they say there was a message, the message of the kingdom that went to Israel, and that message is different than the message that went forth through the Apostle Paul to the Gentile world. So the message of the kingdom is faith plus works, they'll tell you, and the message of grace is simply by faith are we saved. Now, does the Word of God teach that? Absolutely not. But the reason they do is because that's what they've come up with in their interpretation, using looking at Scripture through the lens of rightly dividing the Word of God. Now, before I go into further detail, that phrase, rightly dividing the Word of God, really should be rendered accurately handling the Word of God. And when you put it in context of what Paul was writing to Timothy, you see that when you rightly handle the Word of God, you're not going to get sucked into endless discussions about genealogies and all those, all of those things that cause division.
Yeah.
So that's what it means to rightly, accurately handle the Word of God. Now, as far as the two Gospels, much of what they teach in that regards comes from the book of Galatians. But Paul was very, very clear in the book of Galatians that there is only one gospel. There aren't two gospels. There is one gospel. And he establishes this right at the very beginning of this letter to the Galatians. Starting in verse 6, he says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ." So there is one gospel. It is the gospel of Christ, the message concerning Jesus. Paul outlines it for us in 1 Corinthians 15, when he says, "What I have received, I passed on to you." It's this gospel that saves. It's this gospel on which you have taken your stand. And it is this, that Christ died for your sins in accordance with Scripture, that Christ was buried, and then on the third day he was raised to life in accordance to Scripture. That is the gospel message. That is the Word of God concerning Jesus Christ the Son. Now, there's no other gospel than that. There's not a kingdom gospel and a grace gospel. There is simply the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anything else is a distortion. So the Judaizers who were coming into the province of Galatia, folks arriving from James, and they were saying, "Hey, there, if you want to be a Christian, yes, you need to believe Jesus, but you also need to follow the customs of Moses. You need to be circumcised. You need to follow the other customs of Moses." That's what these Judaizers were saying to the people in Galatia, and they were causing great confusion. And Paul cuts through that confusion and brings us right to the heart of the matter and says, there is no other gospel than the one that we have proclaimed. And if anyone comes to you with another gospel, even if an angel from heaven should preach to you a distortion, one contrary to the one we preach, let him be accursed. That is a strong pronouncement there from the Apostle Paul. Strong words. Let anyone who teaches another gospel, let them be accursed. So if there was another gospel, if Jesus was preaching something different than Paul, these words would be pretty strong, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
So I think we have to realize Paul was very clear in saying that there is one gospel. And if I'm going to pick, I'm not going to pick what the Bereans have to say. I'm going to pick what Paul has to say.
Yeah.
And he says there's just one gospel. Anything else is merely a distortion.
Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for being with us, friends. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Denton, Texas, and talk to Prudence, listening to us on the Word today. Hi, Prudence.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. The reason that I'm calling is Scripture says, you know, absent from the body, present with the Lord. How do we explain, or how do you explain the notion of hauntings or spirits getting stuck on this plane, not knowing that they're deceased and not knowing where to go, and energy, you know, getting stuck and causing phenomenon? What do you think about that? What do you teach about that?
Well, Prudence, we just go to the Word of God and let the Word of God speak to those things. I mean, I think it's very clear that if somebody is in Christ, when they take their last breath, they're immediately absent from the body and present with the Lord, as you said. For those who are still in their sins, dead in their trespasses and sins, then they're going to go to another holding place, and at a point in time when Jesus comes back, there's going to be the resurrection of both the living and the dead, the living unto judgment of eternal life, those who are dead in trespasses and sins, unto their judgment is going to be unto eternal death. So that's what the Word of God has to say. But Prudence, I think we need to realize that we live in a world that is controlled by the prince of the power of this air. There's certainly demonic activity, and I think any activity out there that seems a little odd and weird and all of those sort of things, I think we can attribute to those forces of darkness that are here among us.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that explanation.
Good
I
question.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Prudence. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate that. And let me put you on hold. I'll send you my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, just for calling today. You hang on, okay?
Yeah. Well, okay. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. And friends, remember that there is a rich resource for Christian living archived in the Basic Gospel YouTube channel. Bob Christopher has posted literally dozens of videos on just about any subject you might have a question about. And they include his latest posting, What Must I Do to Please God? And you'll find it now at basicgospel.net/YouTube. And don't forget to tell a friend about this abundant video resource. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net/YouTube, and it's all free for you. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. We have open lines and time on the clock, and we had this question from Mark. Bobby says, Jesus loves us unconditionally and forgives us unconditionally. Unsaved people are forgiven as well as Christians. Forgiveness is not the issue. It's a matter of faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for salvation. Is this the proper doctrine?
Well, forgiveness is an issue, and that's why Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins. And his blood was shed once for all time, for all sins. So he took away our sins. That's also couched in terms of reconciliation, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That's grace. Now, our response to that is faith. So Paul talks about receiving this reconciliation. He says, I beg you, as an ambassador of Christ, receive. Paul talks about the same thing in Romans chapter 5. Now that we have received the reconciliation, in the book of Luke, Acts chapter 10, my bad on that. Acts chapter 10, Peter is giving a sermon to the Gentiles in Cornelius's house in Caesarea by the sea, and he says anyone who receives or anyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sin. So there was a sacrifice that was made 2,000 years ago. That's the grace that was poured out, and then we receive that by faith. Well, if we don't receive it by faith, we're still dead in our trespasses and sins. And if we don't receive it before we're absent from the body, we die in our sins. And then at a point in time, those who are dead in their sins are going to be raised unto eternal judgment. That's how God has said it. So we have to realize that forgiveness is in Christ. And that's the important thing for us to understand. We're either in Adam, dead in trespasses and sins, or we are in Christ, alive in Him. So those are the two. Those are the two options. So the way into Christ has been made available to all, but that way is traveled by grace through faith. So if you're not receiving, then you're still dead in trespasses and sin. So how is all that? I mean, Mark talks about it's a matter of faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's exactly right. That is the grace of God that is poured out on us. And then we receive that by faith. Now we're in Christ.
Yeah.
So in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our phone lines. Let's go to Lucretia in New York. Hi, Lucretia.
Hi, Bob and Bob. How are you?
Hey there.
Doing fine. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank God.
What's on your mind?
My question is regarding raffles and things in the church to, you know, in support of the ministry to save money for funds or to go towards funds. So how... To me, biblically, it's wrong. So how can you express that? How do I express that to the leaders of my church? How do you say to the pastor, listen, this is not okay?
Well, Lucretia, I think you just have a conversation. I mean, you just go to them and say, tell me a little bit of your thinking as far as these raffles. Maybe it's just an opportunity to have some fun, gather some people, and... to gain some excitement about a particular project or something. So I would sit down and ask them, you know, what their thinking is on that. And then to be in that conversation, to be very forthright and saying, hey, we need to rely on the Spirit of God to move people to participate in the grace of giving. And I think that's the real problem, that we're not confident in the Spirit of God to move people to give and support the church and to support the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. That's the real issue. I mean,
yep.
I went to a church and they were offering free trips to Disney World and all sorts of things if people would do X, Y, and Z. So it was instead of a grace of giving that they were encouraging people to participate in, they seemed to be using worldly means to incentivize people to give. And we just have to realize that the Spirit of God can do a mighty work in people, and let's trust them to do so.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, Lucretia. Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
God
good,
bless.
Good to hear from you. Samuel, sorry we didn't get to your call today. I hope you'll call back tomorrow. Call early in the broadcast. We'd love to hear from you and address your particular issue at Basic Gospel. And friends, keep in mind that we need, indeed, your support to keep the message on the air and online. Please make your gift at basicgospel.net. And as you do, be sure to request your MP3 audio download of the messages by Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley from the United Conference. It's our way of saying thank you for your support of Basic Gospel. Again, make your gift at basicgospel.net. But before tomorrow's broadcast, if you have a question about the Christian life or need input for an issue you may be facing, give us a call at 844-322-2742. As I always say, we love hearing from you, our listeners, and indeed that is true. We love hearing from you. We love to address your issues and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll discuss it soon on Basic Gospel. Well, that's it for today's edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. I'm Bob Davis for Bob Christopher and the ministry team. We'll be back tomorrow, as I said, and we invite you to join us then for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.